Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Mem Gimel, and we are on Mem Beis Ma Beis here in the Yerushalmi, and we are discussing, today's daf will be about the Shemen HaMishcha. We mentioned that there are, that were in the beginning of the Perek spoke about the Shlosh Asar Shafaros. We have the 13 tables, the 13 Shafaros, the 13 Hishtachavayos, and then the last daf was about where the Aron is. With our different day is about the, whether the Aron went to Bavel, or whether Bimkomo, Haya Aron Ganuz, or the Aron is under the deer Ha'etzim. That was the question of the daf yesterday. We spoke about different days, about how many Arons there were, and when it was Nignaz, but one of the items that was Nignaz, along with the Aron, was the Shemen HaMishcha. That's what the Brisa says, and that's why we're going to talk a little bit about the Shemen HaMishcha, because that was one of the items that was Nignaz with the Aron and the Mate of Aron. What we just said, Nignaz just a little above, a Membez in the middle. Shengaz Aron, Nignaz, Emotes, and Senes Haman, a bottle of Man, Sloches Shemen HaMishcha, a bottle of the Shemen HaMishcha, Ma'akalo Shel Aron, Upracha Vishkeitav. And his staff, as we saw last time, why are the Prakim still there? And the box, the Argat, that the Plishtim sent back, the Asham, to Bnei Yisrael. So we have second to last line here, Membez Membez. Pitum Shemen HaMishcha. So the Psukim describe the creation of the Shemen HaMishcha. V'yata kachlecha besamim rosh, mor derar chamesh meos. You have the Psukim. It says in that Pasuk that you take, of the spices, mor derar, you take 500. And kinman besem, you take machatziso, you take half of that, which is 250. Machabishim u'masayim. Ukanei bosem, chamishim u'masayim. And you take kanei bosem also, 250. So we continue going. So you have 500, 250, 250. Vikida chamesh meos, continuing. Shein elaf chamesh meos manim. That's 500 portions. Shemin zayis hin, shehem shnei masar. Oh, we'll stop there for a minute. So all together, you see the Pnei Moshe on top, quotes the whole pasuk. Mar dror chamesh meos, kinem besach machatzid chamesh meosayim, kinem besach chamesh meosayim, vikida chamesh meos. So all together, that's 1500. 1500, all about 500, 250, 250, and 500. And then Shemen Zayis Hin, and then mixing that together in a certain way with the oil. Shemen Zayis Hin, Shehin Shnei Masar Lug. A hin is 12 lug. Shebo, Shulkin Esho Ikarin Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says you take all of these spices, right, the root spices, and you boil them in the oil of the Shemen, the Shemen Zayis Hin. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, you don't do that. As he'll say, there's not enough. There's so much, they have 1500 portions of spices and all you have is the 12 lug of oil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shokanai b'mayim. No, you cook it or even other girsos or you soak it in water. Shokanai b'mayim. And then once these roots are absorbed with water, so then when you're going to sprinkle the oil on it, so the oil is going to make it smell nice, but it's not going to be fully absorbed in the roots. V'nosen shemen al gabayen, you put the oil on them. So machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, how exactly you prepared? Was it soaked or was it just smeared on? Misha hayakol v'desareach, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, once the aroma was absorbed by the roots, hayamavira, then you take off the oil. You take off the oil. Kederach sham patamin osin, like the professionals who make these types of spices, patam and osin, hadu dechsiv, and that's what the pasuk says, shemen mishas chodesh. You have to look at the first half of the pasuk. The first half says, rokach merkachas maaseh rokeach, shemen mishas chodesh yihyeh. So, you know, it's professional. Rokach merkachas. Sounds like malechas machsheves from the Mishkan. But this is a professional oil making with the aroma. That is exactly what was done in the Mishkan. And that's a mitzvah, and that's a mitzvah d'araisa to make the Shemen HaMishcha. We'll get back to that, but that's counted by the Rambam and the Chinuch. We'll see what the language is soon. Let's just, I guess, read from the Rambam. The Rambam says, in the beginning of those Klei HaMikdash, Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam here has 14 mitzvahs. The first one, mitzvahs asay la'asos Shemen HaMishcha. It's a mitzvah asay to make the oil which you're going to use for one of the purposes is for the ktarah. So that it is ready to use for the items that need mishicha. So shemen mishchas kodesh v'gomer. You should make this shemen that's going to be used for all of the purposes. So what are those purposes? Let's see. So tanir b'yehuda bar b'loi shemen hamishcha she'asa moshe b'midbar Masa Nisim Nasabo Mitchila Vatsof. The Shemana Mitzvah that Moshe made, it was miraculous beginning to end. Beginning to end, everything about it was miraculous. Why? There was only a certain amount of it, as we'll see, and it was used for a lot of things, and it never got used up. It was exactly the same amount afterwards as it was before. Shemitchila lo hayabo el shnemasar lug. It started off with 12 lug. Shneamar shemen zayis hin. Right? Shemen zayis hin. A hin is 12 lug. Also, there's the gematria about zeh. We'll get to zeh is gematria 12. 12 lug is always there. Lo derosechem. So the Gemara says, im lasuch bo ase ikarim. Even just to smear on all of the ikarim, the roots. Lo hayabo safek. It wouldn't be enough, the amount that you have. And alachas kama vakama. And surely, if you don't just use the smiron sheha or boleya, the fire that boils it absorbs some of the oil. The ha'etzim bolim, and the roots themselves absorb some. The ha'yora bolas, and some of it gets evaporated. The pot umi menu nimshachu hamishkan v'chol kelav, and the mishkan and all this kelim were anointed with it. V'hashulchan v'chol kelav haminora v'chol keleha. Everything got the was. Mishichasa mechanchasan is the language elsewhere. The Mishicha is what gives its full kedusha. Ubi menu nimshachu Aaron, Kohen Gadol, Ubanav, Kol Shivasi Miluim. It all the Miluim. It was nimshach. Menu nimshachu Kohanim Gedolim Umalachim. The Kohanim Gedolim and the kings, all of them, the Shemana Mishcha was used for all of these purposes, and it obviously shouldn't have been enough, but it was enough. And not only was it enough, it never ran out. Right, so that makes it even again miraculous from Mitchila the Ad Mitchila Vad Sof. There's an interesting discussion of the Achronim is as the Gemara is going to say. We already just said it that it never ran out. So do we ever fulfill the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to make the Shemana Mishcha. So this is a mitzvah that will never get to you because Moshe Rabbeinu did it and done. Right, says the Rambam, if we continue in the Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, again, we'll get to this in the Gemara also, but the Rambam says, V'kacha asa Moshe Rabbeinu b'midbar. This is how Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar, lo'kach min amora kinyam ha'nakidi, he says all exactly how he made it, u'bisha l'kol ala eish ad sh'avdu ha'mayim v'dishar ha'shemin v'inichu b'kli l'daros. And he left it in the Kli, in this Kli that we're gonna, Be'ez Hashem, see soon, when they uncover all these, that's the Shemana Mishcha, been there, it's always there. And then the Rambam described, there is an interesting discussion. What is the, what exactly is the more? More is one of the ingredients. Machlokas Rambam Rivet. The Rambam says, Hudam hatsarur b'chaya shebehodu hayadua. It's the blood of, from a chaya in Hodu. That's known. Bo adam makom. And he continues v'chul. And the Ravid says, "What is the Rambam talking about? It's from a chaya. Ein daiti mekabela sheyachnisu b'maisa hakodesh dam shum chaya ba'olam kol shekin dam chaya temeya. More is something else. He says more is like what it says in Shir Hashirim, right? Richi mori and b'sami. It's a type of herb. It's not from a non-kosher animal. What's the Rambam talking about? The Radvaz here discusses, tries to explain what the Rambam is, means. Discuss exactly what the mar is. But the shemen is always there. So the question is, what's the mitzvah? Let's continue reading a little bit more because we'll get to the, line that says it's, ran out. Let's continue a little bit more. So it's used for all of these, items are being Moshech Lekalim and the kings and Kohanim Gedolim. So now once we're on the topic, we quote a couple of halachas relating to this. Melech betchilaton Meshicha. A king, when the king is starting a line, a lineage, right? So then he needs Meshicha. The first time. David Melech. Melech ben Melech einatar Meshicha. But really, a Melech ben Melech does not need Meshicha. He really steps into the, shoes of his father. And therefore, he doesn't need Meshicha. Meshicha is to designate him, and he's already designated. Because Melech ben Melech is automatically. My taima, kum mashcheyu ki zehu. My taima, remember, in Yerushalmi means often, what's the source? Kum mashcheyu ki zehu. Get up, he tells Shmuel Hanavi by David. He's the one, right? After Shmuel searches to find out who is the one. Is this the one, Eliav and the older brothers of David? No, until he finds David. Kum mashcheyu ki zehu. And we dash him for the word zeh, zeh ta'un meshicha, zeh needs meshicha, vein benotan meshicha. He needs meshicha, but his son is not going to be meshicha because it's a melech ben melech. Av a kohen gadol ben kohen gadol afilu atzar adoras turn mashicha. But a kohen gadol always is mashicha. Right? Because a kohen gadol is not as automatic. It's chosen. About a kohen gadol melech ben melech. That's why, I think we mentioned the Aznayin Latar of Sirotkin says, why a kohen gadol has to give a minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch is the carbon that every kohen, the first day he does the avodah, brings a minchas chinuch. The Kohen Gadol has to bring the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol is the exact same Minchas Chinuch, the same type of carbon mincha. So why is that? So some of the Mefarshim, the Bali Moser say, we like to quote the Pshat that, you should feel like it's new every day. Every day should feel like it's the first time. But I think the Zayin LaTorah is based on this halacha, and that is that the Kohen Gadol has to realize that he doesn't get this job, you know, automatically. Because he's chosen. And every day, it's up to the people, right? Once you're a Kohen Gadol, they can depose you. You don't have it in the family, right? Like here, it says, Kohen Gadol, Ben Kohen Gadol, you know, we need Mashiach, that doesn't go. So every day that he's not deposed, it's like he's chosen. And therefore, every day, it's like the first day, and therefore, he has to bring a karpon. There's also a amazing ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch that I've mentioned, but, We've been davening for Mashiach for thousands of years. So he basically asked the question, why do we call him Mashiach? He might not mean Mashicha. Right? Because after all, Melech ben Melech does not need Mashicha. So Mashiach is Mashiach ben David. And he's going to come from David and Melech's family. There's a big break between the families. But when he comes back, isn't he going to be from biological Malchus based David? And therefore, maybe he won't need Mashicha. And therefore, why does he, you know, we call him Mashiach, but isn't that interesting? Maybe he wouldn't need Mashiach. And if you want to say, we're going to have in the Gemara in a second, that, well, they do need Mashiach, if there's going to be a machlokas about it, there's going to be a machlokas, we'd rather not think that. You know, who's going to be Mashiach? All of a sudden, there's going to be a machlokas amongst Jews, I want this Mashiach, that Mashiach, Lachara, Mashiach is going to be Megala Atzmo. He's going to reveal himself, and there's going to be one, and we're all going to follow. But that's the Menchas Chinuch's comment on the mitzvah in here in Kuf Zayin, in the mitzvah of Shemana Mishcha, says the Minchas Chinuch. Zenira Pashut. Demeis ben amelach b'chayi hamelach v'niach ben. Says, let's say the son dies before the father. V'acharkach meis hazakin, and then the grandfather dies. The ben haben hazeh gamkin erosach mashicha. A grandson also wouldn't need mashicha, because it's going straight through the family. Dehu yoresh min haTorah kamo kol anachlas. He's nachlas. L'chora nira. The Melech HaMashiach shemekavim anu sheyizgala b'mheira v'yameinu. Melech HaMashiach who we daven for every single day. Kivan deyiyem yizera Shlomo dor achador. Since it's going to be from the Zera of Shlomo. Imkein HaMalchus Yerushalo. Me'esha paska Malchus. Ve'ein tzarech Mashicha. Yizachani Mashicha. Avo bisha paska Malchus. But I want to say to our Rabbim Kamadoros. Even though many generations there hasn't been a king. Mikal Malchum. Ein zem mafzika Yerusha. It's not going to stop. Still from David HaMelech's family. Right? Unless you say, if there's a break, even if there's not going to be a machlokas about Shlom, about the Melech Mashiach, but if there was a machlokas about his grandfather, so once the previous one had a machlokas, that breaks it. So, im nomar tahabah mikoch mi shetzorach mashichu, gam ki tzorach mashicha, im kein, tekev shemordu Yisrael berachavam, velo kiblu aleim ha-malchus. Maybe once the malchus was split in the days of Shlomo's son, rechavam, im kein, afilu ha-yu rechavam bezara malachim, ha-yutzrichim mashicha la-malucha, ha-kol Yisrael, kamo shebi'arna la-mala. Im kein, gam melech ha-mashiach, mizara yei tzorach mashicha. Af she-shalom ve-emes yeh b'yamav l'chol Yisrael, u-bikshu az Hashem alokeyim, v'stavad malkam. So that's the question of the Minchas Chinuch. He's not sure whether Mashiach is going to be Mashicha. That's his ha'ara. Okay. We continue with some other halachas related. And here's the line that I mentioned before. V'kulo kayam la'asilavo. And it's all going to last. Hado d'chziv shemen mishchas kodesh yeh zeh lila d'arosechem zeh gematria 12. So the 12 luk are going to last. That gematria is not teaching us any halacha. As we have mentioned, you don't learn halacha from gematria. There seem to be one or two places where we do. The Rambam says, rejects. The Rambam says, no, it's a nasmachta. Is that really the source? Because the Rambam can't fathom even one halacha learning from gematria. But the Pashup of the Gemara, right, that the Kadosh Yehiyeh by Nazir, Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom, Yom from Yehiyeh, Gemashria 30 days. But again, the Rambam thinks that that is a Siman, not a Siba. But the fact that there's Shem and Mishcha, and it never got used up, right, relates that to the question that I alluded to before, and that is, so what's the mitzvah of Shem and Mishcha? That we're going to have to make the Shem and Mishcha? We'll never have to make the Shem and Mishcha. Moshe Rabbeinu made it, and it's here forever, and it's never going to run out. So what exactly, and if you look in the Rambam's law shown in what I read before, mitzvah saseh, la'asos shemen ha-mishcha, sheyihye muchan ledvarim shetzrichen mishicha, bo. So if you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's a little better. Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says, in mitzvah lamed hey, the Rambam says, shetzivanu sheyihye lanu shemen, asui al hamatkones hamiuchedas. The mitzvah is that there shall be. So as long as we have it, we're fulfilling the mitzvah. As long as we have it. So mitzvah sheyihiyah, not mitzvah lasos, because lasos will never have to do. Because the mitzvah sheyihiyah. So some achronim, if you look in one of the Misora journals from Rav Salvechik's Torah, in volume Tez Zayin, he says, Amnam Nira, the afilu mitzvah sasiyah shem and mishcha noheges ledoros. Masha lo aso bizan by yesheni zedin acher. Shekoz mancha shemen sha'aso moshe kayam hareze poter. You're right, there is a chiyuv to do it today, but once we have it, we've done it already. Right? If you have a chiyuv to shake a lulav, but once you've shaken the lulav, okay, you don't have a chiyuv anymore. You have a chiyuv that you fulfilled. So Klal Yisrael, as long as the Shemen is still there, we have fulfilled the chiyuv. We have a chiyuv to make it, but if we have it, we have it. V'kivet the Shemen sh'aso Moshe nignas, av mikom akum ukayam, lo shayach shuv achiyuv v'heter laso Shemen acher. Avodan achanami, if somehow the miracle stops and the Sheben stops, but we just have a promise that it's never going to be. So he says, similarly, he gives a comparison to the wiping out of the seven Amamin. So I have Sheben Amamin. It's a mitzvah ledoros, even though Sancheriv was mevalvel kol ha'umos. And we'll never have that mitzvah anymore, because he can, even if somebody comes and says, right, the Gemara says, and the Rambam, somebody comes and says, hi, I'm a girgashi, right? We have no chiyuv to do anything, because we say, call the parish, beruba parish, and we don't believe him. He's not, though. Everybody has the status of not those. So, mikom akom, kivadein a mitzvah, mugbelas, bisman, mitzvah, rasva, mikri, mitzvah, ledoros. It's called the mitzvah, ledoros, vachanai, mishamana, mishcha, shena, mitzvah, mitzvah, atzma, mugbelas, leizazman, mikri, mitzvah, ledoros, afshein, afshoros, lakaima, even though we'll never have a chiv to do it, because the promise is that Moshe Rabbeinu's oil will always be, but it doesn't mean that conceptually the chiv is not, ledoros. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, Ein Moshkin Malachim, other halachas related. Many of these halachas in the Bavli are in Meseches Harios, but here they're here in Shkalim. Ein Moshkin Malachim El Agabi Ma'ayan. We do Meshichat Malachim near a well, near a flowing water, Ma'ayan. Hadu Dechsiv, and this is what it's David HaMelech gave the instruction. Remember at the beginning of Malachim Aleph, when David HaMelech's one of the son, Adoniah, wanted to rebel and wanted to usurp. And Bathsheba comes and says, you promised. And David's like, yes, it is. And he gives instructions what to do with Shlomo now that he's still alive. And these are the instructions. Virkavtem es Shlomo b'ni ala preda asher li. Put Shlomo on my animal. Voradatem oso al Gichon and take him down to the Gichon spring. Umashach oso sham tzadak akoim v'nasan anavi l'melech al Yisrael. Right? You go to a spring. Why? Because just like the spring is never runs out of water. It should continue always. So to the mouthless, the bracha is that it should continue always. If you look in the Me'iri in Harios on Daf Yud Beis, the Me'iri says it's not only a message that we are giving a bracha to the Melech, but it's that he should continue just like the spring never, so to speak, the language is lo yechazvu meimav. It never lie, kisuv is to lie and to fake. The water is always there. There's never a way that you can say. Also, he should never be mechazev in his ways. And that's what he says, la'oraro sheyisnai b'derech ma'ayan. The king should act like a well, should always be there in consistency and loyalty. Asher lo yechazvu meimav, v'lo yisnai b'derech sheyia inyanu ka'afik nechalim ha'over l'shata. You know, you're going to be here today and not be here tomorrow. You got to be there always for the people and always be there for what's needed. And the Meiri says, it's not, this is not nichush chas v'shalom, right? There's not any type of, incantation or magic. No, like the Meiri explained, it's to give him a message. And that's right, the next paragraph in the Meiri says, and you might think certain things are nichush, but it's not nichush. It's just simin bracha, and maybe two, it's a tefillah. And what does he quote? He quotes what we do on Rosh Hashanah night. That's also there in Haryas. Says, harbei dvarim hutru lufamim sheim domim l'nichush v'lo miderach nichush chalila ela derach simin la'orer bo levavo l'anagatova. All of these are for us. Just like he explained the Ma'ayan thing of the Melech, it's about to awaken in him. So he says, everything we do, it's to, right, our enemies should be destroyed, that we should daven that our enemies destroyed. Just saying these things on Rosh Hashanah night doesn't have any effect. Rak b'tshuva u'maisim tovim. So he talks about that. So that's what he compares that to the Ma'ayan. So this is what you go to a Ma'ayan to be a mamlech. This is also one of the reasons that we say tashlich. Tashlich. One of the reasons for tashlich is to go to a Ma'ayan because we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah. So when we're being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you go to a water source like it says here. You go to a Ma'ayan. In Moshe Malachim al Day Ma'ayan, we're being Moshe Hashem al Yedei Ma'ayan. It's one of the svaras for the minhag of Tashlich. The other svara is, remember, Rav Schwab in Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva writes in Parshas Vayera relating to the Akedah, because the Medrash says that when Avraham Avinu was going to the Akedah, Asa Hasatan Nahar Gadol Lifnehem La'akvam. The Satan made a huge ocean in front of them to try to get Avram not to be able to go. V'nichlasu at savarim b'mayim, they went up to their necks. V'amru hoshienu elokim kibo mayim nafesh, by the pasuk in Tehillim. And that's the mesiras nefesh. So that's why we do tashlich on a Ma'ayan, because remember the Akedah that day also, Rosh Hashanah, to remember the mesiras nefesh. Sha'atzas ha'satan sha'aslof neim nar gadol ha'isal she'eslabish b'nitzachese v'chulu t'yena ha'virus. Continues that we have to remember the mysterious stuff. She goes in a little different direction, but that's one of the pshatim. Okay, we continue. Ein moshkin melech ben melech ela b'bnei machlokas. So a melech ben melech is not nimshach unless, as we said before, there's machlokas. If it's not usually it's automatic. But if there's a machlokas, so which one? Shlomo Melech needed mishicha because of his brother, that was trying to usurp the throne. Mipnei Ma nimshach Shlomo, mebnei machlokus shel Adoniyahu, as we just said, because of the machlokus with Adoniyahu. You see, the Karban Eita has the drasha that this is based on the time of the machlokus Adoniyahu. Tekstiv l'man yarich yamim b'kerav Yisrael. Bizman she shalom b'Yisrael hamalchus Yerusha v'lo boi mashicha. If there's shalom, then it doesn't need any mashicha. Aval e ika machlokus lav Yerusha hi uboi mashicha b'tchila. If there's a machlokas, interesting, lav Yerushahi, that it's not a Yerusha that's going to be effective without a Mashiach, and therefore it needs the Mashiach. Good. Yoash mepnei Atalia. Yoash, we need the Mashiach because of Atalia. Remember that tragic story, Atalia wiped out her entire family because she wants to, everybody in Malchus Beis David, she wanted to be the queen, and she wiped out her children and her grandchildren and her everybody. She wiped out, and she thought that was it. But Baruch Hashem, there was a little baby that the Kohen Gadol and Asha's Kohen Gadol saved, the Yehosheva and the husband and the wife saved him and kept him in the Kodesh Kadashim for 6 years. That was the only place that they thought that Atalia might not check. So he lived there in the Kodesh Kadashim or on top of the Kodesh Kadashim for 6 years. And finally, when he was 6 years old, they brought him out and they were Moshechim and she couldn't believe it. And eventually she was killed. So Yoash, because of the machlokas with Atalia, right? Those two, that couple is credited with saving Malchus Beis David, right? He was the only one left. Without them, that would have been, the end, right? And that's, they deserve a lot of, credit. That was the, so that's Yoash, mipnei Atalia, Yehu mipnei Yoram. And Yehu also because of Yoram. So the Gemara says, Lo kein ksiv, kum mashcheu ki zehu, zeton mashicha ven malchi yisoton mashicha. One second, the Yehu and Yoram, those are Malchi Yisrael. Those are Malchi Yehuda, right? So why do they? What's Mashiach anyway for that? So you know they needed Mashiach, but that couldn't have been real Mashiach. So the Gemara, before answering that, we're going to go with the Girsa that we have in our Gemara, right? They might have been flipped in some of the Mefarshim that we're going to have an answer to two questions. So we don't answer that question yet. So let's continue. Elo Yehoachaz v'pnei Yehoyakim Achiv, the children of Sidkio, Shayagadam imenu Shteishanim. Yehoachaz was Nimshach because of Yehoyakim, who was greater than him. So if Yehoyachaz, there was a machlokas about that appointment. V'lo Yoshio Gonzo. But one second. Those kings, Yehoachaz, Yochim, those were some of the last Malchi Yehuda. By that time, Yoshio, earlier generation, had already been gones, had already hidden the oil. So what are you talking about that he needed because of his brother and there was a machlokas? There was no oil then. It was already nignaz. So two questions. Number one, why was Yehu mebnei Yoram, weren't they Malchi Yisrael? And number two, Yoachaz, Yoyakim, that was much later and there was no oil left. So hada amra ba'afar simon mashko. You're right. Those two, to answer both questions, they didn't have the real oil. The real oil. They had some afar simon oil, and therefore that's what they used to use afterwards, and that's what they used for Yehu. Also, doesn't mean the oil; it just means this other fake type of oil. Afar simon mashka, and that's what the Rambam also quotes in Klei Hamikdash that's what was used afterwards. After there was no more oil, that they used this. Oh, if you look in the Rambam, in Aleph Yud Aleph, Ein Moshkan Es HaMelech El Agabi Mayan, Vein Moshkan Melech BeMelech Shamalchus Yerusha LaMelech LaOlam, Vein Haisa Shem Machlokes, Moshkan Es HaKadil LaSalik HaMachlokes. As we just said, if there's a Machlokes, you anoint. So interesting question. You anoint in order to, is there something inherently that he's not really the king until he gets anointed, or it's just to make sure nobody else complains about it? So the Rambam's lashon is Moshkan Oso Kedei LaSalik HaMachlokes Ula Hodia LaKol SheZehu HaMelech Levado. Doesn't sound like he really needs it. It's just to calm down the masses. Kamosha Mashko Shlomo B'bnei Machlokes Adoniyo V'Yoash B'bnei Atalia V'Yehoachaz B'bnei Yoyachem Mechiv V'Zeh Shemashach Alisha LeYehu Lo B'Shem An Amishka Mashko Ela B'Shem An Afar Simon V'Davar Zeh Misores B'Yad Chachamim. Right, and that's the Misora B'Yad the Chacham had regarding that. Good. We continue. Again, there's more, but Emoshkin Malachim Elamina Karen. Kings have to be, the oil has to be in a special type of horn, a Karen. Shaul v'yeo nimshchu min apach. Shaul and yeo were nimshach from a pach, which is more of a earthenware jug. Shaisa malchus and malchus overes, because their malchus didn't last. Right, then that's a pach, is klicheres, if it breaks. Davnu Shlomo, nimshchu min a Karen. Shaisa malchus and malchus kayemes. But Davnu Shlomo, their malchus was from a Karen, because their malchus was kayemes. Shaul HaMelech itself is a fascinating discussion. He was nimshach from the pach. They knew it would be temporary. And what if he never would have sinned? Right, Shaul HaMelech is a very interesting figure because they complained. They wanted a king, so they got a king, but it wasn't about Malchus based David. So, but the fact that he was nimshach from the pach already showed that it was already in the cards, so to speak. Emoshkin kohanim gadol melachim. Kohanim can't be melachim. Amar Rav Yudan Antundaria al Shem Lo Yasser Jerem Yehuda, as it says, Lo Yasser Jerem Yehuda, the Ramban made this famous in Parshas Vayechi, where he has a big piece where he says this is an Isser, and nobody could step into Malchus Beis David, and that's why there's a tinge of sadness or Avera. There's a tinge of sin in the whole Hanukkah story, says the Ramban, because the Chashbonam or Kohanim should have stepped aside and made way for those that were from Malchus Beis David, but they didn't, and therefore they were wiped out, and eventually there was nothing left, and that was the problem with all of Malchei Yisrael, the Ramban says. They should have gone back, right? After a few generations, the punishment, they should have gone back to Malchei Yehuda. They were all being Mamlech in sin, all of those generations. Again, from other Rishonim, they don't mention this, right? The Rambam also says, David HaMelech, but doesn't quote this Isser of Lo Yasser, Shevet Miyehuda, that you don't get a sense that the Hanukkah story had any sense of sin in it. Pasha, that if there was nobody from Malchus Yehuda, so Malchus She'enish, so you do it until you could find somebody from Malchus. So his quote in Hilchus Malachim, the idea of of a Malchus, you know, Aleph Ches, that David HaMelech is special, right? And he has the family forever. Malchus Beis David Heim Ha'omdim La'olam Im Yamod Melech Mishar Yisrael HaPatifzok HaMalchus Mibeis. The Rambam says the Malchus is not going to last eternally from anywhere else. But it doesn't say there's an Isser, and therefore there would have been a sin with that. Okay. Amar Reb Chiya Bar Ad, Laman Yarech Yamim Malmachtohu B'vana Bekar of Yisrael. And right next to that, Maksiv Basrei Lo Yeh Elakonim Halviyim. The Rem is that the Kohanim can't be kings. Amar Reb Yochanan, who Yochanan? So getting back to those sons at the end of Malachim of Tzidkiyo's family. Who Yochanan, who Yehoachaz? It's the same person. Vaksiv HaBachar Yochanan, but it says Yochanan was the Bachar. Bachar Lo Malchus. Right, he was the first one that was the king. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, who Shalom, who Tzidkiyo, same person. Vaksiv Hashlishi Tzidkiyo Varvi Shalom. No, Shlishi Letolbos. He was the third child of Varvi Lamalchus, but the fourth one to be king. Tzidkiyo Shetzidek Alamidas Adin. Tzidkiyo, because he would matzdik the din at the end when the terrible things started happening. Shalom Shabiyam of Shalom Malchus Beis David, and Shalom because the Machlus Beis David, at least for that stage, was completed in his time. Lo Shalom Havishmei, Lo Tzidkiyo Havishmei, both of those are just nicknames, so to speak. Ela Matanya, that's his real name. Hadu Dechseva Yamlech Melech Bavels Matanya Dodo Tachtav Yatsev Vishmo Tzidkiyo. Again, there's a lot at the end of Machlus Beis David, but doesn't mean Shalom that it was completed. It continued a little bit in Bayesheni, and then maybe Barna Beis HaMikdash, we daven for it to be continued by the Shem with Melech HaMashiach, and whether he'll be anointed or not, we'll have to wait for the answer to the Minchas Chinuch question. Okay, we'll stop here.